You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. I'm producer and engineer on the board. It's 6 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program, Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to be with you from the headquarters in downtown Madison, as Terry Barr so wonderfully introduces us every day. Thank you, Terry. High clouds, I'd say. High clouds right now in downtown Madison. Sun trying to peek through. Looks like some more rain for parts of Wisconsin later on this afternoon into tonight and tomorrow. Then finally this weekend, going to start to dry out a little bit. By the way, tomorrow, Zommers, tomorrow is the first of the concerts on the square in Madison. So a little nervous about that. For people coming down, if you haven't been here before, it can get a little congested on Concert on the Square evenings, but it's worth it. Come down, you can bring whatever food you want. You can put your own blanket out on the Capitol lawn starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to reserve your spot. And then you come down and enjoy a lovely concert by the Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. And it's always a great time. It's a good time had by all.
I'm going to have to look up what they're playing tomorrow.
Ken Lewis once said. Yeah, you can look that up. But Concerts in the Square is supposed to kick off tomorrow. We'll see if they next week looks perfect. Sunny skies and 80 degrees. Coming up this hour, at the bottom of the hour, Alex Majorski will be here for the Nature Conservancy talking about the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. He's been on the show before. Got to get an update from him because this is a program, and this is just stigma and stereotypes, but people who like the outdoors kind of get categorized into one side or the other, which I think is unfortunate because there are a lot of people like me who enjoy both sides of this issue. I don't want to say it's an issue. I really enjoy just going hiking and taking in nature. I find it very therapeutic, camping. I don't do as much as I used to, but I also enjoy bird hunting in particular, pheasant and turkey. I know you go bear hunting.
Or I have at least.
You certainly have in the past. So I don't think it should be categorized as, well, you're either a hunter or a fisher, or else, you know, you're a bird watcher or a butterfly enthusiast. I mean, people try to put people in categories like that. And here's the bottom line. It doesn't matter how you enjoy nature. If you don't protect it, if you don't have conservation programs, ain't nobody, as Jim Harbaugh likes to say, ain't nobody going to enjoy it. So Alex Majorski will be here talking about the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, a great bipartisan cause historically in this state. But again, if a budget doesn't get signed by the governor or doesn't get passed by the legislature, this could put a lot of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund projects in jeopardy. So he'll be here at the bottom of the hour for that. And our old friend Pete Schwabba, the Schwabinator, going to be here calling in at 3:50, talking about what's coming up on his great show because he is doing his show right here for the world headquarters tonight.
Right in your very spot. You're just keeping the chair warm for him.
I'm literally keeping the chair warm for Pete Schwabba later on tonight. And I was very nervous, or not nervous, I was very jealous because I heard now, I didn't get a chance to listen to the show last night, but I heard that he had dancers on the show. I found some glitter on the floor when I came in, and I thought, well, is that what's going on there?
Must have been after I left last night. I was there for the first hour, but
that may or may not have been true. But we'll talk to Pete Schwabba about that and what's coming up on his fine program as well. Right now, it's 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to have your business advertised than right here on Civic Media. Give us a shout out. Get in contact by going to civicmedia.us. And our sales department would be happy to work with you. We'd love to have you be a sponsor or partner. Speaking of sports, Brewers, as you heard there from Clemens over the break, Brewers had the loss last night. Manager Pat Murphy talked weird game, weird and wacky stuff, as Johnny Carson used to say. Brewers took a loss to the Pirates, going to try again tonight. But now tomorrow, the Brewers are playing the Pirates again, and the Miz, the new rookie phenom pitcher for the Brewers, is pitching tomorrow. The Miz. And so I thought, well, you know, what are the chances of maybe a couple of the Civic Media boxes seats or the club level seats are available. So I last night, before Luke Mathers went off on his Caribbean luxurious vacation, I texted him and I said, are you still in town? Yeah. What do you need? I said, any chance there's a couple of tickets for the game on Wednesday where the Miz is pitching? And the Pirates pitcher is fantastic. It's going to be an all-time pitching duel, you understand? And Luke texted back and said, yeah, but the game is during your show. It's an afternoon game. And I said, well, I suppose that's on the liner sheet here in the booth, but I just didn't look at it. But wouldn't that been something? Maybe how fun would that be? People would not enjoy it. I mean, the people here, the 12th floor, wouldn't enjoy it. But how fun would that be to broadcast the game from the club box seats on my phone?
That would be pretty cool until we get in legal trouble for doing so, because I guarantee we would not be allowed to do that.
I wouldn't be calling the game, you understand?
I'd
be doing our normal show, but just from the seats. I wouldn't comment on the game. I would just say, well, that was interesting. No, everybody's, we're all, the phone lines are like, just settle down. Just joking around, for goodness sakes. Not like I mispronounced nuclear. All right, category today. From our great writers, the category, What's Worse, and timely indeed in this heat streak that we're in right now, this heat wave. What's worse, soft serve ice cream or frozen custard? Soft serve ice cream or frozen custard? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today. You're going to need it Friday. We're going to give away on Friday four more of those club-level seats for a future Brewers game, but you can't play if you don't have the Civic Media app. Go to your Apple or Android device today. Go to the search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, soft-serve ice cream or frozen custard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Robert, listening in McFarland. By the way, Robert is ready to start the Richland Center fan club. I'm all for it. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Robert, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says, soft serve is the diet of ice cream. That stuff is crap. very strong opinion out of the gate. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the app. What's worse, soft serve ice cream or frozen custard? Steve in Lodi on WMDX comes right back. Frozen custard is worse. Wow. All right. 855-752-4842. Dave in New Berlin says soft serve ice cream is worse. It melts faster. Oh, that's very interesting. That's an interesting take.
You know, I will say in defense of soft serve, when it used to be really cheap from McDonald's, you know, back in my day, when I was younger, we'd go to the library and then walk across the street to McDonald's, bring a couple quarters and get ice cream. And soft serve, when you could get it with pocket change, was very nice. You know, you got your brand new books to read. You eat your ice cream and then make sure to wash your hands in between before you read.
I'm going to give my opinion here in a little bit, but I do think there are different levels of soft serve.
Oh, yeah.
It depends.
Some of it tastes watery.
Yeah. Or crystally, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? What's worse, soft serve ice cream or frozen custard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dave in New Berlin. Oh, we read that one. It says melts faster. Yeah, for me, there's a pretty clear winner. Heather in Eau Claire, listening or watching on Facebook, says soft serve is more watery, melts faster. But custard is worse? What?
Can you elaborate? Why do you think custard is worse?
Does she really think that? That custard is worse? I'm rather shocked, to be honest with you.
I can understand people thinking custard is worse.
Uh-huh.
For example, custard makes my sisters cough. Something about it.
Cough?
Yeah. Like, if they eat ice cream, they're fine. But if they eat custard, they start coughing.
No way.
No, I'm not making that up. I'm serious. I'm not joking around here.
Our old friend Rob down in beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin, in Greene County, listening on WMDX, says soft serve is worse, except that frozen custard is worse for my girlish figure. Well, I'm right there with you, my friend. I understand that. Jim in Brookfield says soft serve always seems to taste like it came from a machine. Well, it did.
It has to.
The multiple flavors of custard cannot be beat. Thank you, Jim in Brookfield. Jill in Madison on WMDX, maybe the best response, says that's an unfair question. They are not even remotely the same thing, and I love them both.
I agree 100%, Jill.
All right, that's good, Jill. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, soft serve ice cream or frozen custard? Heather on Facebook elaborates on her earlier shocking take, saying that soft serve's more watery because it melts faster, but she says custard's worse. She says, I can only eat a small amount of custard or my stomach is not happy. Maybe too much dairy / custard? I don't know. All right. Well, that's fair, I guess. But I got to say, I don't, Culver's custard does not affect my stomach in a bad way. My waistline, maybe, but not my stomach. And I know there are listeners down in Milwaukee. There are local custard places in Milwaukee, southeast Wisconsin, that they, a lot of big fans down there. I will say that there is something to be said for the old Dairy Queen dipped cone, where they would dip it like in strawberry.
Those are very good.
Butterscotch or chocolate. And they're murder for parents because the kids get them. And because as soon as they're dipped, it starts melting underneath that that hard shell. And it's just messy as all get out. And it's terrible for parents of small kids.
But they were so good.
They're so good. Also, a Dilly Bar.
You got to love the Dilly Bars. What's the best Dilly Bar flavor, though?
We once had a chocolate, in my opinion, chocolate and vanilla ice cream. We once had a local elected candidate in Richland County. Her name was Lorna Dilly. Serious. And she gave out at the fair for her campaign Dilly Bars for Lorna Dilly. And she won.
It works.
We'll come back. Zomer and I will tell you what's worse, at least in terms of our take on it. Don't go anywhere. Soft serve or frozen custard. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday, June 24th. Zomer's on the board. What was that song?
It's a Custard Pie by your favorite band, Led Zeppelin. Oh,
there's a song called Custard Pie?
There sure is.
All right.
It is a very thinly veiled metaphor. And we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. All right. What's worse, soft serve ice cream or frozen custard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. That is the what's worse category today. Lots of opinions on this. I love each and every one, and appropriate as we are in this heat wave, hopefully on the back end of it here. My sister Heather has been texting in. I'm surprised. Thing is, you didn't know about your sister, who you've known, you know, all your life. Turns out she prefers soft serve over custard because too much custard upsets her stomach. And she says, now we talked about Dairy Queen and those Dairy Queen, those dipped cones.
They're so good.
She says, yes, Dairy Queen soft serve is the best. She says, now I want to get a cherry frosty float. Remember those? Yum. I said, yes, the Mr. Misty float. Now, you have to be careful if you order one of these because a lot of the young kids behind the counter, they don't get it. And you don't want the where they swirl it all together. The Mr. Misty, it's like, what do you call it? The slushy. It's like a version of the slushy. And you get the cherry one, but you make sure you tell them you want the float. So basically, it's just cherry Mr. Misty slush. And then they put like a big scoop or whatever they call it, plop of vanilla soft, Dairy Queen soft. And it's fantastic. A Mr. Misty float, that's what you want to go to if you're a DQ person. Megan, watching on YouTube, says, yes, the Misty float is one of the best from DQ. What's worse, soft serve ice cream or frozen custard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. AJ in Madison on WMDX says, not even a question. Custard is better. It's like comparing mac and cheese to Alfredo. Really? Well,
I don't know.
That's pretty close for me as well.
I agree with that. And yeah, so I do think custard is better. I do think soft serve is worse. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes you do want mac and cheese instead of Alfredo, you know?
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
But for me, yeah, soft serve is easy to get wrong if the machine's messed up. Also, right. They seem to break all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas with custard, I love mix-ins in my ice cream, like brownie pieces, yeah. Like caramel, chocolate, all that good stuff. And that doesn't work with soft serve nearly as well.
Robert, listening in McFarland on WMDX, says, if the food ain't local, I don't buy it. So custard is where it's at. Very good. Miss Linda, checking in from the RC, says, looking up the ingredients of both, custard has egg yolks. It's more natural. Soft serve has non-dairy products. That is true.
Well, yeah,
I mean, a soft serve really isn't technically ice cream.
Yes, for those of you who do not know.
It's like Cool Whip.
The way custard works is you have ice cream and you add egg yolks and it makes it thicker. That's an oversimplification, but that's basically
custard.
What it is.
A custard has to have egg yolk.
Yeah. Meanwhile, soft serve is an ice cream liquid mixture that is kept at freezing temperatures but constantly stirred so it never totally freezes.
There you go.
And so if the machine's messed up, you get the crystals or it's liquid.
Look, I enjoy both. I mean, both have their place. I'm not going to lie about that. But for my money, you cannot beat Culver's custard. It is just a staple. In Wisconsin, as Ms. Linda points out, it's all natural. Craig Culver, he knows where to get his local ingredients. He's got Wisconsin chickens. You don't know this about Craig, but if you go up to Sauk Prairie along the Wisconsin River there, behind the beautiful headquarters of Culver's, is a huge chicken coop where they have free-ranging chickens. There's a coop where they sleep at night to protect them from the eagles, because lots of eagles in Sauk Prairie that could come down and eat the Culver's chickens. You don't want that. So they go in there and sleep at night. But during the day, they're free-ranging up there in Sauk Prairie, and then they gather the eggs, and that's how they make all the Culver's custard.
I was expecting that this was an elaborate setup for some kind of pun something with chickens.
No, but the point is Culver's does it right. They do it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm just saying, in my opinion, they do it right. And I was coming back from RC this weekend on Sunday. It was hot as Hades. And I pulled over in Spring Green and got myself a Culver's mini concrete mixer with Butterfinger. That's one of my favorite ones. Cam in Appleton says, Todd, that sounds like an Irish tale. Maybe a little bit. Tom, listening in Jackson, says, oh, there you go. Leon's vanilla custard is the best.
So, or Cops.
I know that Leon's and Cops down there in Milwaukee, lots of people Really, really love that. Terry, also listing on AUK. Leon's custard is the best I've ever eaten. It is in Milwaukee. I have to say, yes, I have eaten Leon. It's great stuff as well.
The nice thing is that Culver's, you don't have to be in Milwaukee.
Right.
It's a good substitute for the best thing.
But hey, I think any Wisconsin-based Culver's, any Wisconsin-based custard is better.
Just what can I say? We know how to do dairy right.
We know how to do dairy right. Absolutely. All right. There's another great edition of What's Worse. That was a good one. I had a lot of people getting in on that one.
And some controversy.
People have strong feelings, as it turns out. Also, strong feelings about conservation in the state of Wisconsin. The Noels Nelson Stewardship Fund. Do you enjoy the outdoors like Todd? Yes, I'm talking about myself in the third person. Do you like the outdoors? Yeah, absolutely, I love the outdoors. Alex Modorsky is going to be in for the Nature Conservancy here after the break. Going to talk a little bit about Noel's Nelson Stewardship Fund and why this impasse, a block up the street here at the Capitol between Governor Evers and Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee and in the legislature at large, why this may endanger the Noel's Nelson Stewardship Fund. So coming back, we'll talk a little bit about that. And then at 3:50, our old friend Pete Schwabinator is going to be in talking Nightlight. What's coming up on his great program tonight? Not going to miss it. Stick around. News update is next. It's the All Ball Show at Civic Media and the Civic Media. Ready to pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. Glad to have you along. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Tuesday edition of the show. June 24th, 2025, coming up before the end of the show. Pete Schwabe, our great friend and colleague, host of Nightlight, will be telling us what's coming up on his program tonight, originating right from this very studio in which I am in this very seat of which I am in. But right now, pleased to have with me, in the seat next to me, in studio, always love it when that happens, from the Nature Conservancy, Alex Modorsky is here. Alex, thanks very much for being back on the program.
Thank you so much for having me back.
It's a lot of fun. I love talking about conservation and what you folks do at the Nature Conservancy, although I wish it wasn't under these circumstances. We talked a while back about the Noel's Nelson Stewardship Fund as it makes its way, trying to get more funding through the Joint Finance Committee and the state legislature. Like a lot of programs, running into a few roadblocks. We'll get to that in a minute. But perhaps for people who hadn't heard the show last time you were here, tell us a little bit about the Nature Conservancy.
So the Nature Conservancy is the world's largest environmental organization. We're in 79 countries and all 50 states. And we work to protect land, water, and all the precious species that live on those lands.
And it's not just Wisconsin. You're basically, I'll call it a Wisconsin chapter. Is that fair to say?
That's right. We're Wisconsin chapter. We've been open since 1959. And thanks in part to the Noel's Nelson Stewardship Program we're going to discuss, we've helped protect over 240,000 acres of prime hunting, fishing, outdoor recreation, sustainable forestry lands in this state.
That's incredible. And again, for people that might not be aware and haven't heard of it, I think most people probably have the benefit of it. But tell folks, explain to people, if you could be so kind, the Noel's Nelson Stewardship Fund. What is it and how did it start?
So the Noel's Nelson Stewardship Fund is named in honor of two great Wisconsin statesmen. Warren Noel's a Republican governor who started the state's very first land conservation program in the 60s, as well as former governor and Senator Gaylord Nelson, who is known around the world as the founder of Earth Day. These were two great Wisconsin conservation leaders, and this public-private matching grant program was started in 1989 with huge bipartisan support to try to protect Wisconsin's outdoor heritage and grow it into the future.
Yeah, that's a marvelous explanation of it, and you hit on a lot of key points I just want to kind of unpack here for people, because I think this is a crown jewel of Wisconsin, and to me, this is the template that I wish more pieces of legislation would follow. Number one, that because I know there's a lot of people that get salty over, oh, something's a complete government program, you said it's a public-private partnership here. Explain a little bit more about that, please.
That's right. So the Nature Conservancy and other nonprofit organizations who benefit from these programs, as well as cities and counties, we don't just knock on the door of state government and say, hey, we're great guys, why don't you give us a check? What we do is go through a rigorous application process. We bring usually half the money or more to the table and say, here's why we think this is a great investment for the people of Wisconsin. And after we go through that process, if there's agreement, then we go ahead and get that project protected for the people of this state.
I think this is marvelous because you're getting people to literally invest in conservation efforts across the state. It could be private contributors. It could be businesses. But they're saying, this is important to us. And they put up a large amount of money. And then it's like, oh, hey, let's have some state matching funds to go along with this. The other part, Warren Knowles, a longtime Republican governor, certainly different than the current iteration of my former party right now, but I would say much more of a traditional Republican. We've had Tia Nelson, the daughter of Governor Gaylord Nelson, on this show a couple of different times and talking with passion about what her dad did, U.S. Senator, as you said, former U.S. Senator and governor, to be the founder of Earth Day. But then it was a Republican governor in Tommy Thompson who signed this legislation into law in 1989 as the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. It's a great example of what can get done when people don't look at party monikers and just say what's best for the people of the state.
That's absolutely right. And as challenging as it seems to me and to everybody who's listening right now, this program, which has 93% support,
wow,
across party lines, across regional lines, is a perfect example of a way we can try to get back to that place when Republicans and Democrats would actually talk to one another and work with one another on the things that make Wisconsin great, like our great natural resources.
And I know you've given us before, last time you were here, but just remind people a couple of projects that they might use a lot. But they're like, oh, I didn't know that's how that came about. Give us a couple examples, if you could, please, about projects you all have been involved with.
Sure. So we have some traditional legacy projects, we like to call them, that we continue to work on in the Baraboo Hills, for example, closer to home here, where we protect lots of beautiful land, the kind of wetlands that help mitigate the floods we're increasingly seeing all over the state of Wisconsin. We do preserve a lot of lands up north, but one thing I like to point out to people is a huge percentage of Wisconsinites live within a few miles of Knowles-Nelson stewardship projects. That's one of the first things I do when I talk to new legislators. I let them know, hey, a lot of people think we're just talking about land up north when I talk about the Knowles-Nelson stewardship program, but there's every chance that a bike path in your neighborhood was funded with Knowles-Nelson stewardship dollars.
I think that's so important because I said that in the first hour, kind of plugging this segment, that I think it's so unfortunate that whatever word you want to use, whether it's stigma or stereotypes, that somehow people that like conservation of the outdoors get kind of boxed in these, well, either A, you're a hunter and fisher person, or B, you're a bird watcher and a hiker. And if we don't have conservation, none of those things are going to exist in its current fashion.
None of those things are going to exist in their current fashion. And I think also we don't want to compartmentalize people like that because there are a lot of Wisconsinites who love to watch certain kinds of birds and love to hunt certain other kinds of birds.
Right. I mean, I said that. I love to go hiking. I love walking paths. I love the outdoors. But I still don't hunt as much as I used to, but I still occasionally bird hunt and pheasant and turkey. And yeah, I mean, there should not be this categorization, in my opinion. I think it's just really, really unfortunate. Talk to us a little bit about, by the way, we're talking with Alex Modorsky from the Nature Conservancy here, the Wisconsin chapter. Alex, talk to us a little bit about the importance of the funding in this current iteration of the budget and where things stand.
Absolutely. So it's really important, and I'll put out a pitch and appeal right here. The Nature Conservancy is part of a broad coalition of sporting organizations, outdoor recreation organizations, municipal groups supporting the stewardship program. If you go to teamknowlesnelson.org, there's lots of advocacy materials there. And what we're urging people to do right now, as the state budget is in a cloud of uncertainty, is contact your legislators. And you can do that through the website and contact the governor's office as well. Thank him for being a strong supporter of this program and let him know, as you negotiate in this foggy arena of the state budget right now, that something that's really important to you as one of his constituents is that he continue to bring that support to the forefront. The program's set to expire in June 2026. And not only the stewardship program, but everything involved with the state budget, it seems to be the case that at the moment there are not sufficient votes to pass a biennial state budget through the state Senate. And what I've been reminding people that that means is there's a Democratic governor, there's Republican majorities in both chambers of the legislature. Because there may need to be a bipartisan vote to pass a state budget, that means every elected official counts right now. It doesn't matter whether you're in a bright blue district, a ruby red district, or a purple district. Every legislator has influence on whatever may come in the coming weeks and months. So get in touch with them and let them know you support the program.
I so appreciate your insight and the way you can explain this in a very understandable way. And I'm not going to drag you into other political things that you're not part of, but I just want to point out to our listeners, to our viewers, I talk about on the show all the time that too often when people want to play zero-sum politics, oftentimes you're left with zero. And in my experience, having worked at the state capitol, having worked for a member of Congress out in Washington, that the best politics are those that are pragmatic, that say, you know what, we can get 75% of what we want and live to fight another day rather than not getting anything and having what we really care about die. And to me, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, this would seem at one of those times where there are other issues out there that both the governor and the Republicans' legislature are saying, if we don't get X, we're not going to have a budget. And some of those things, like childcare, in my opinion, is worth taking a stand for. But if there is no budget, this is a prime example of the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund. It's just going to go away, and we're going to lose this crown jewel, and you know better than anybody else. Once these programs are gone, it's really hard to get them back.
That's right. My high school history teacher is going to be mad at me if he happens to be one of your listeners at home, but somebody said politics is the art of the possible. And I think that's right. I think that people have to go into debates and battles as vigorously as they might be fought, knowing there's a good chance you're not going to get 100% of what you're looking for, but you got to keep programs like this going to strengthen and invest in our state. And, the same is true with the state budget. I won't talk out of school beyond my ken here of the environment, but Wisconsin does have a constitution, unlike the federal government. We keep on going. We don't shut down the government. We keep on going at current funding levels if there's no new state budget. But that means a lot of worthwhile programs are going to potentially cease to be or be dramatically underfunded. So it's my hope that the state assembly, the state Senate, and the governor can figure out a path forward on all of these things, including a strong reauthorization for the stewardship program.
I'm not asking you to belie any private conversations you've had, but without naming names, as you, and I think you're a prime example are you technically a lobbyist?
I am a lobbyist, registered and proud of it.
I was going to say, because you hear the term lobbyist, slimy lobbyist. Or this, if you want to know what good lobbying is, folks, this is it. And I think you're doing a great job. And as you talk to people, without naming names, do you find that they'll privately tell you, look, I'm all for this, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, do you find there's actually real bipartisan support amongst the current legislature?
I do, actually. I know that's not always the public perception, but I do think there's real bipartisan support. There was a bill that was discussed a couple weeks ago in the state legislature. I showed up, put on the tie and jacket, the whole lobbyist spiel to testify on this bill. written by Representative Tony Kurtz and Senator Pat Testin, both Republicans. And I think it was a really well-researched, hard-working bill. Wasn't 10 years, it was 4 years, wasn't $100 million a year, but it was the kind of effort you've discussed, Todd, to get somewhere.
Alex Modorsky of the Nature Conservancy, I cannot thank you enough for your work. Thanks for bringing this to light. I hope people take your advice, call the governor, call their state legislator, and tell them to support the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. It is critical for the state. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure. Come on back. Our old friend Pete Schwabba is going to be calling in talking about Nightlight. After this, don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media. Ready to...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the network. And then weather with Brittany Merlot and a sports update by our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers trying to get a win tonight after getting beat up in a weird and wild game last night against the Pirates. Very quickly, before we go to our next guest, a question came in at the end of the last segment for a listener on WMDX. We had Alex Modorsky here for the Nature Conservancy, and the listener asked, I give to the Nature Conservancy annually, but the appeal letter and envelope is always addressed to the Washington, D.C. group. How can I direct my money to the Wisconsin Nature Conservancy? Great question. We asked Alex there during the break, and he said simply go to nature.org, their website, nature.org. O-R-G, and he said it should be listed there, and that'll tell you exactly how to make sure that your monies are given to the Wisconsin site. Correct, Somers?
Yeah, he also said that if you have trouble with that, you can call their office, and they can help you out and figure out how to designate that money. But yes, you can do it. So, okay. Excellent.
Great. Thanks for that listener question. Great, great question there from one of our great listeners. Joining us right now via phone from across town. This is how big Pete Schwabba is. He, before he comes in, and when he travels on the road, he travels with an entourage, and there's a presidential suite. He gets a massage. He has hair and makeup, and then he gets into the Civic Media limo, and he is delivered here at the world headquarters in downtown Madison, taking time out of his busy prep for tonight's edition of Nightlight, which you can hear nightly right here from 6 until 8 on the Civic Media Ready Network, the one, the only, Pete Schwabba. Pete, how are you?
Oh, man, that was a heck of an intro. and I got to tell you, it's all true, Todd.
I know it is, yeah.
The massages and the makeup. And the problem is I only get a $5 a day per diem, which in Madison does not go very far. But, you know, the Civic Media has offset. I get a foot rub and all the stuff my wife won't do, I get when I come to Madison. So yeah, I'll take
it. You got to be careful. It's $5 massage parlors, Pete.
Well, they put out a nice Sunday brunch. It's not too bad.
Right, right. There, you know, there used to be, I think it's gone now, but there used to be a place, maybe you've heard of it, they used to call it Smut and Brunch here in Madison, where you could, I'm serious, this is real. You'd go in on Sunday mornings, and they'd have porn playing on the screens, but they served a great breakfast.
Oh, really?
I can't imagine eating. I know, right?
Watching something like that.
It was called Smut and Brunch.
It was. I looked it up. It was called Bennett's Smut and Eggs.
Oh, and, Smut and Eggs. All right.
It is permanently closed.
It's permanently closed. I never.
Were they able to pass the inspections and all that kind of stuff? Was it?
Or maybe not. Maybe not. Go all out. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I never went, but many people were saying. Sure. Many people were saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that. I know that old bit.
Right.
I've never been there myself, but I hear the eggs were wonderful.
Right. Right. Over easy, as they say.
A little eggs Benedict with my threesome video.
Well, the place. Okay. I looked again. Did some more research. It looks like Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club does still exist. I don't know if they still do Smut and Eggs.
Can you imagine what the browsing history is in the producer's studio now, Pete?
Oh, no kidding.
That's crazy.
I've looked up weirder things.
All right.
I think the three of us should do serious research on this. We should take a road trip.
That's right.
Order something off the menu on Civic Media's dime, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
What makes Wisconsin great? Coming up on Nightlight tonight.
It's my next.
All right, Pete Schwabe. It's great to have you in town here. It's always great when you come down to Madison from the beautiful WGBW studios in Green Bay. We did our show up there a couple of weeks ago. You were kind enough to come on the show then. Always, you have a great crew up there in Green Bay, but great to have
you. We do.
Yes, absolutely. But what is coming up on the big program tonight at 6 o'clock?
I've got singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole, who is, a literal rock star. She's outstanding, and she's a self-defined Madison hippie. I think she lives in Nashville now, but she was on my show in Green Bay about 6 months ago, introduced to her by Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night about a year ago. She's just outstanding. So she'll be coming into the studio tonight at 6:35. We'll talk and listen to her sing, and I'll try not to join in. And and then I've got from Cinematic Sisterhood, Milwaukee film, Susan Kearns joins the show at 7:35. So I got some movies, some music, a great question of the night. It'll be fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's one of the many things I love about this show. It makes me laugh. I learn something. It gets me away from all the hard, goofy news of the day. Any idea, are we allowed to reveal yet? Or does Conrad have this under... he's doing the morning show. Does Dom have the question of the night? Are we allowed to know, or is this a surprise?
I can say the question of the night. Right. Because I think we put it out on social media anyway. It's not like Price Waterhouse comes out and keeps it in an envelope until 6 p.m.
Price Waterhouse, I love it.
So we've got, here's tonight's question.
Yeah.
You're in a hotel, it's very late, and you should go to sleep, but this movie is on. What is the movie?
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Fill in the blank. And it happened to me last night. It was Goodfellas. And I started it at like 11, and it went till 2 a.m. And I'm like, well, I've seen this 30 times. Why am I watching this? But it's one of those films you can't turn off.
Just draws you in.
Yeah. I mean, I've had that happen. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep. That's another one.
I just
love it.
I keep it
there
on.
There are many movies like that. Yeah.
That's a great question.
It's like, well, yeah, I'm going to be up for a couple more hours, I guess, because there's no way I'm turning this off. I don't have that kind of discipline.
Exactly. You know? And if you're in one of those cheaper motels, you're hearing things as like, well, I'm going to be up anyway, so I might as well watch a movie because I can't sleep with the ruckus next door.
Exactly. And I just go over and knock on the door and invite him to brunch the other day at Smut and Egg.
Yes, yes, that's Pete Schwabe. That's quintessential Schwabe right there. You can hear him every evening from 6 until 8, including tonight, right here from World Headquarters. Pete, thanks for making time for us. Break a leg on tonight's show. We'll be listening.
All right, talk soon.
Thanks. All right, appreciate it. Pete Schwabe, everybody, 6 to 8 tonight. Many thanks to him. Many thanks to Alex Madorsky, also Aaron Summers, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next, followed by Schwabe. Don't go anywhere. Until tomorrow, all balls saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.